put into words what is so special about the costumes that Marilyn designs.
I have to say that everything Marilyn does with love. And her costume shop on the third floor of the Hippodrome is, without doubt, my favorite place in the building and probably the favorite place of anyone who's ever worked there. Because when you step foot inside Marilyn's costume shop, she embraces you. And she makes every actor who comes to work at the Hippodrome feel like they're the most important person in the show. So for Marilyn to be able to pull together these costumes for the public at this second costume sale we're doing is just a gift to the community of Gainesville.
Tell us about what you think are some of the most famous costumes that have appeared on the Hippodrome stage.
Oh, I think the ones I'm the proudest of are my rag suits. I think really aging and distressing costumes is such an art. And I have one that I haven't been able to part with yet that hangs in the costume shop. It's my two-headed monster that I built for the University of Florida for Caliban in the Tempest. And he's pretty wonderful. Takes two people to wear him. And this year I decided that I would make about 10 fabulous costumes that I've been carrying around in my head for years. I think everybody needs a cape and everybody needs a tutu. When you're having a bad day and you put on your cape and walk around your house, nothing, you just feel better. And a tutu.
The cape part I can see. Tutu.
I have a tutu in my costume show that I wear when I'm having a bad day. And I always feel better. So we've made some beautiful capes. And what I love about them is they look great on everybody. And then I did beautiful detail work with some help of some incredible people I have that work with me. So we're going to do a show of those before the sale starts at 10 a.m.
Last year, people were lined up around the block, right, Jessica? I was just astounded when you told me. I was so excited for you in a way, because I know that was a good fundraising event, but
yes.
I also just kind of felt sad that, wow, some of these great costumes are
going to be bitter,
leaving your racks.
It's bittersweet, because they're down in the basement. And I had a few little cries by myself having to let some beautiful stuff go. But I thought, you know, how wonderful that they're going out. Because I always think garments carry a history of who's worn them, who's touched them. And that I think they have a little soul. So I think, well, they're going on to another part of their life. And they're all happy to get out of the basement and get out into the air and the sun again. And someone takes it who really loves it. So that's nice.
Well, Jessica, give us the details of the where and when.
So it's Saturday, October 2nd. Definitely, we encourage people to come early. We had a huge line wrapped around the building all the way down to Main Street last year. And as Marilyn said, we're doing the costume fashion show at 10 a.m. And she's debuting these pieces handmade, custom-made, just for this sale. And they'll be modeled by a lot of actresses and actors who work at the Hippodrome. So people can also get a preview of some of the cast of our upcoming Dracula production. And so we're doing the costume catwalk fashion show from 10 till about 10:30. And we'll have a few surprises thrown in there with some local celebrities. And then we're opening up the basement for private shopping at 10:30. Anybody can get in on the private shopping. It's just purchasing a ticket for $20 at the box office, and that $20 can then be applied toward season tickets at the Hippodrome. So it's a win-win. You get to get in early, shop all the best things before the general public, and then come see shows later on with that credit on your account.
That's a pretty interesting idea.
And then at 12 noon, we just open the doors to the general public, and people can shop from 12 to 5. And last year, what we had to do just for crowd control was let people in as other people exited. So the earlier you get there, whether you buy the $20 pre-shopping pass or just get in line early, you'll get the first dibs and the pick of the show. The other thing to remember is this is all a fundraiser for the Hippodrome. We're a nonprofit regional theater. We've suffered the budget cuts like all of the other arts organizations in Florida. So all of the money is going toward a great cause, supporting the arts in Gainesville, and you get to go home with something fun and fabulous, handmade.
And unique. You'll be the only one there at the party in this outfit.